Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going right to the phones, and joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Howard Horton. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, and people are just loving to get outdoors right now. They're looking for things to do. You know, I think we're going to see a lot of people doing staycations rather than traveling. I noticed on the website Parks and Wildlife yesterday that the cabins and yurts and group camping is starting to open on some restricted and limited bases. So we're adding more and more resources that are becoming available to the public, and the weather's getting great. And one of the activities people love when they get out there is fishing. And we got a pretty neat weekend coming up that people can take advantage of, don't we?
Yes, we do, Terry. And I think you've hit it exactly on the head. I think people, you know, with the restrictions and things that are in place, people are looking for ways to get out and engage in healthy family activities. And this coming weekend is Free Fishing Weekend. Free Fishing Weekend is always the first full weekend in June. And this is a great opportunity to, you know, take your kids out fishing, take your friends, you know, just get outside, practice all those social distancing. But fishing lends itself to that just by its very nature.
It does. If you get closer than 6 feet to another angler, you've probably got more troubles than social distancing. So,
yeah, you're going to be untangling rods and cutting lines and redoing stuff. So, you know, yeah. You guys can figure out how to get to a place.
But in all honesty, you know, people are pulling out equipment from their garages and basements that they haven't used for a while. And they're saying, or they're going and buying some inexpensive equipment to give it a try. And they're saying, boy, do we want to get back into fishing? You know, do we want to buy licenses? Do we want to make the jump? Well, here's next weekend is a chance for you to not have to buy the license. And then I'll talk a little bit about maybe the equipment in a minute. But tell people who needs a license regularly and who doesn't. And then, you know, next weekend, nobody needs one. So kind of go through the requirements.
Sure. So in general, anyone who's 16 years of age or older is going to need a fishing license. Anyone younger than 16 can fish without a fishing license, and they can take a full bag limit, which varies by reservoir, but in general, that's for trout. We also have a youth license, which is a nice thing that we've added in here with the changes to the regulations here a little while back. And so that's for residents that are age 16 to 17, and that license this year is $9.85. So that's a much cheaper option if you have some young folks in your house that are looking to get started in fishing as well. And then, you know, all of your adults, basically age 18 to 64, that license for them, if they're a resident, is around $35. And then our senior licenses, those are about $10, $9.85, I think is what those are. So,
and those are annual prices.
Those are annuals, and actually what's kind of nice, too, just recent changes of some of the things that we've done with our licensing structure to make things kind of line up better is now our fishing license is actually a 13-month season. So it becomes available, you know, like this year it came available March 1, and it goes until March 31st of the following year. So you get an extra month of fishing for that same season.
Yeah, it's really an inexpensive commitment to go out and do fishing, even if you're a family. But this next weekend, you know, and some people will buy one-day licenses, and you can do that. They're available, but you don't have to buy too many of those where it just makes sense at the price to buy an annual license. But now you're going out. Now you've been wanting to take the kids to the little pond by your house. We've covered that a lot. In fact, if people go to my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, both Paul Winkle from the Denver area and Ben from the Longmont area, the biologist, gave really good podcasts on fishing for ponds and small lakes and areas around them that you can go out. You don't have to go far from home, and now you can give it a try. The one thing I will tell people, if you have those old fishing rods and you haven't fished for years, Probably put some new line on them. It won't cost you that much, and just add line to them. It's pennies to go to somebody like Discount Tackle or one of the big box stores and just have them string some line on your rod. But now, if people are ready to go, but they're not sure where, and they don't, you know, they can't find the podcast, Parks and Wildlife has a lot of resources on their website, don't they?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of resources. And I think, you know, what's kind of interesting about this year is, you know, I think in the past, maybe people were fishing and they're like, okay, well, I want to go to, you know, some big name reservoir or river that they've always heard of or they've always fished. Well, here's an opportunity this year to explore new waters that are close to home and easy to find that you can do in an afternoon, in an evening, maybe in the morning before it gets hot. And so if you go to our website, we have lots of different things. So one thing is the fishing atlas that we have, which is a great tool. You can put in your address, where you're at there, and then select, you know, within 5 miles, 10 miles, 25 miles, whatever you wanted to do. And then, you know, maybe you're going to hop on your bike and go and take the local bike paths. But it'll show you all the bodies of water. It'll show you what's been stocked in them. It'll show you, do they have restrooms? Do they have, you know, ADA facilities? It'll show you all this kind of information that's there. It'll even tell you, you know, when it was stocked last, I believe, because it links to the stocking report on there as well. And then in addition to that, we have the fishing app, which you can go and download onto any of your smartphone devices. And that fishing app as well has kind of links into that similar database, in that you can go and select places that you'd want to go or you're interested or that are close to where you're at. You can click on it. It'll take you there. It'll tell you what fish species are in there. It'll even give you the phone number and contact information for the local officers, and you can reach out to them and ask them about what the fishing's been like or is there spots to go. So, I mean, just great tools that there's just a wealth of information that we're trying to put into people's hands that they can access 24/7 whenever they want, you know, because we're all, you know, busy, and maybe you're planning that trip the night before late and, you know, you don't have normal business hours, but you still want to, you know, have a good trip planned out.
Well, and a lot of times, like with both that atlas and the app, with the atlas, I like to look at it and see if there's little streams or ponds that maybe I haven't explored like you saw that are listed there. But with the app, I might be out fishing somewhere else or just out for a drive or a hike or a walk. And I'll say, well, I've never really thought about that body of water. I bring it up on the app and I know right away if it's something worth further exploration or I want to plan a trip to. So those resources, you know, and nowadays we have all those resources at the touch of a finger when we're out and about, so we can get to them so quickly. So tell me now, if we get past, people don't need a license next Saturday and Sunday, that's all day. But let's say we get past this now, people really want to go. How do I buy a license now with all the COVID things going on? Do I have to go somewhere? How can I purchase a fishing license?
All the standard places, if they're open, apply. You know, anywhere basically that sells fishing equipment is probably going to sell one of our licenses. But if you don't want to go into any place or do any of that, you can buy our fishing licenses online, no problem. So you can just go on to our website, click on there, like buy and apply, and go to and buy your fishing license. Do a screenshot after you complete the transaction of your, they call it a TAN transaction number, and you have that. That will work for your officers out in the field until, because your license is going to come in the mail, you know, a week or two later. But that, I mean, you can go fishing right then and show that to officers, and that will work as your license, you know, until the paper one arrives in the mail.
Now, one last thing I want to talk to you about, and that's the value of getting outdoors, whether you're fishing or hiking. I've preached that. I've been evangelistic about it my whole life, that going outdoors brings a value system and a way to bond with friends and family members that no other activity does. We've got a lot of people out there now, but we're not discouraging anybody from getting outdoors, but we are wanting them to act responsibly, wouldn't you? You know, I know that's the message from Parks and Wildlife.
Yes. You know, we want people to get outside and take advantage of the outdoors. People have been doing that. Our parks are at record numbers and things like that. The people have been doing it. And we just want to make sure that people are maintaining, you know, the following the guidelines and restrictions that are set in place and doing things safely and just using some common sense, you know, with the times that we live in and doing things correctly. But you've hit it on the head. I mean, I think there is a deep rooted, and they're seeing it time and time again and starting to show it in more and more research, that there's health benefits to to getting outside and engaging with nature and doing things outside besides the times that, you know, you'll be spending with your family and engaging with them or friends or even just for yourself, of getting away from, right? Now our home is now our office. So you never get away from work. Sometimes it may feel like, well, here's that opportunity to get out, get away from it, explore something local and close to home, do a little fishing, you know, rehone some of those skills and just really engage with people, the outdoors, and all the health benefits that are associated with it. I mean, it's really hard to beat. I think it's something that's primally in us from way, way long ago.
I tell you what, if you want to see one of your children or grandchildren, young ones, smile and they've never fished before, wait till they get that 6-inch bluegill on the end of a rod and they think they've got a whale. And you'll treasure that picture you took on your phone forever. It's just a great way to get outdoors and relax and maybe get back to life the way it should be. Howard, thank you so much. Free fishing weekend is the 6th and 7th. Get out and give it a try, folks. Even if you got to borrow your neighbor's fishing rods, you don't need a license, and maybe you'll find out how much you missed it. Thank you, Howard.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for all the work you do.
All right. And thank you for joining us, Howard Horton from Parks and Wildlife. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to have another trivia question to win one of those Leatherman knives on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.